I don't really know how to start this morning. I'm sure some of you noticed I got a whole notebook up here and it's pretty thick. That's bad. I mean, there's about 30 pages there. Now, that's not my message. I wanted to bring this to you so you would recognize and see the length of a decision that the Supreme Court made on January the 22nd, 1973. That particular decision made it where that we literally made it legal to kill the unborn. We're coming up on the 37th anniversary of that decision of Roe versus Wade. And I have here the complete wording of the from Justice Blackburn giving the opinion of the court concerning that. And then I have also the dissenting justice that voted, that dissenting votes against that. What really happened was that made it where that a lady that was with child, that child was no longer considered to have constitutional rights. And when you have no constitutional rights, you have nothing. And so what it happened, what it did, it removed that unborn baby. And don't ever be caught calling it a fetus. It is a baby. Terminology, sometimes we're overtaken. And I know that's the, and I've been guilty of it, and I try not to. But it's a baby that is growing inside the womb of that mother that one day will be born and have life outside that womb. There's life inside, and there's life outside. And so what essentially happened was that the Supreme Court said that that baby had no constitutional rights and really is not a person. There's been great ramifications from that time to this time. This coming Friday is the observance of the decision, January 22nd, 1973, is the observance of the anniversary of that decision that legalized abortion in our country. I've got so many notes here, I don't know where to hardly start. I have here statistics from the world. There are right now, according to this particular publication, there are 54 countries that allow abortions in this world, and there are 97 countries that make it illegal. Of course, the countries that make it legal have much more of the population. In the last couple of years, there has been estimated between 40 and 53 million abortions. That's a year. And that's a huge amount of children being killed. We look at it from a, and what the country does and what people want us to do is to look at it from a political viewpoint and say that this is a political issue. But it is not a political issue. It is a moral issue. It is a biblical issue. Prayer ban from public schools and Christians, Christmas changed into a totally pagan holiday. Christmas carols and nativity scenes and plays no longer allowed in public forum. Easter turned into a holiday that heralds the arrival of spring, and churches urged to preach a social gospel. Thanks to the tireless efforts of the liberal social planners like the ACLU, this has become part of the United States of America's outlook. Their idea is to stamp out any state-sponsored observance of Christianity. You'll note that I did not say sponsored observance of religion. This first paragraph, that these things are banned, is not a paragraph that describes or that was describing America. But this paragraph is a paragraph that described Germany in 1935. I believe we can see the significance of what took place there and what is taking place here. What Hitler achieved by edict, we have done by passing laws. And all those things are working together to destroy a society that loves and a society that depended upon God for all things that were needed. But on January 22nd, 1973, I remember that day. I remember in 1962 and also in 1965 how that the U.S. Supreme Court came out and banned public reading of Bibles in our public schools and even having any association with that. I remember all that. And from that time until now, we have found and have seen a continual deterioration of the moral fiber of our country. Without this book, you have no morality. Without this book, you have no laws. Whether the liberal crowd wants to admit it today or not, our Constitution and our laws are based upon Judeo-Christian ideas. And that's why they despise it so very much. But when this particular law was, or this edict came down from the Supreme Court that said that no longer was a baby a person, from that time on, we have literally seen the destruction of children. We hear much about it from different segments and different political viewpoints. But this morning I want us to look at it from a biblical viewpoint. You see, for 50 million legal abortions to have been performed, that's an average of 1.4 million a year. That's just in America. Now, what I read to you a while ago was worldwide. That's 54, 55 a year. I'm talking about America. Now, since 73, there's been approximately 50 to 55 million babies killed. That's 1.4 million a year. Every year, 1,400,000 children are destroyed. That's 116,000 every month. That's 3,800 every day. So when you get up in the morning and you go to bed tomorrow night, you can just figure 3,800 children have been aborted. Isn't that terrible? That comes down to one baby every 22 seconds. That brings it closer to home. We can talk in the millions and the billions, and we can talk about, but every 22 seconds that our clock ticks by, a life has been snuffed out. Since I've been up here preaching, probably approximately 7 minutes, how many babies have died? You say, oh, they wouldn't do it on Sunday. Well, they'll do it any time they can. That 50 million people is the population of 6 states of the United States of America. Washington State has 6.5 million, Oregon 3.8, Idaho 1.5, California 36.7, Montana 1 million, Wyoming 500,000. And that's according to 2008 statistics, and that equals 50 million. That's a huge sum total of children, of people that are being destroyed. The total dead from all U.S. wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Vietnam War, was only 1.1 million. We hear the atrocities of all the countries of the world that have killed and destroyed. But we hear very little about the atrocity that goes on in our own country. Every year there are more babies aborted than the total dead of all of our wars that America has fought. Every year. Every year there's about 25,000 people that are killed in vehicle accidents involving drunk drivers. Doesn't even touch the hem of the garment. Bald eagles in the United States are protected by federal law from harm. This protection extends to their feathers, to their nest, and to their eggs. But an unborn human being has no protection in this country. May God help us. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, verse number 27. Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 27. The Bible says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He man. Male and female created He them." Notice verse 28. "And God blessed them. God said to them, Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Notice verse number 7 of Genesis chapter 2. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." I believe the attack that we have going on in our country and have had for a number of years now is not just an attack upon human life, but it's an attack upon God. It's an attack upon what the Lord has given to us. And you'll notice that in these early years and years 40, 45 years ago, there are great movements taking place and great things happening to tear down and to destroy the effectiveness of God's Word in the hearts and of the youth of our country. And now those folks that were youth then are adults now that are raising children that have no idea what God has said in His Word. And the Bible says here they do not even retain the knowledge of God in their heart. You have the what was called the Scopes Monkey Trial, or trial concerning evolution. And by the way, evolution is an attack not upon man, it's an attack upon God. It is not a science. It cannot be observed. It is a theory. And so we have that taking place. We have the banning of the reading of the Bible in our schools and in public places. We have in 1972, the U.S. Supreme Court outlawed capital punishment for some time. In 1973, we have the abortion, Roe versus Wade. And so those in the early 70s, well, they wasn't the good years that so many talk about. Those were years that literally laid the groundwork of us seeing what we are seeing today. When the abortion laws began, they said, "Oh, it's just going to be in the first trimester. It would never go any farther than that." And now we have this all the way through till the child is being born that they can abort. And it becomes a political issue, because depending on who's in office is what it takes place. There needs to be a standard. There needs to be a standard set whereby we know what we need to have. And I believe we already have that standard. It's called the Word of God. So when you throw it out, you have no standard, and it's just according to the whims of who's ever in office. When Clinton was in office, we had partial birth abortion. When Bush was in office, he banned that. We have Obama in office, we have it back with much more. It's just a wheel bouncing back and forth. It's like a pendulum swinging to the extremes. When the Word of God tells us that life begins at conception. Those that are so avid supporters of abortion, they certainly need to be thankful they're parents were not like them. You get my drift, they wouldn't be here probably. But you have this onslaught against the innocent. And we can say what we want to about Hitler's regime, but it is no worse than what we're doing that is legal. Just because it's legal does not mean it's moral. Just because it's legal does not make it correct. Just because it's legal does not make it biblical. And there comes a place where we have to say, we give no more land. We give no more territory. I'm glad for the advancements in the past few years and laws being changed and things happening, but it'll just be according to whoever's in office. It can swing back the other way just as quickly and just as easily. America is on a downward slope, and I don't believe God would ever, let us get by with that. He's never let folks get by with killing the innocent. Human life was created by God. So therefore it is important. Our bulletin this morning, I have a picture. I had a bulletin. A picture of a man and his baby, the sanctity of life. This is the week that we need to observe and need to understand. This is an anniversary of a horrible thing that took place in our country. And it has brought about much destruction and turmoil and anguish. God says, He formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. He didn't come from a little organism in the ocean and in the muck and mire. He didn't become a man out of that. He became a man out of the dust of the earth that God created him and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. He became a living soul. That living soul will never die. And those folks that have propagated and pushed this thing of abortion, one day they're going to stand before God and realize they are a living soul and they're going to spend eternity somewhere. Everything that's taking place in our country is to belittle God and to destroy the effectiveness of Christianity. The homosexual crowd is just as ungodly as you can find. And that's not hate against them, that's hate against their sin. But it all goes together. If there's no God, then I can do what I want to do. If there's no God, that baby's nothing. It's nothing more than a dog has more rights than a baby. Have you ever seen that commercial on television? Sharon won't even watch it. It'll come on and they show those little pitiful animals and little dogs and cats and they look terrible and they talk about just $15, $18 a month would help us find home for them. And that crowd could care less about a child. Now, I like little dogs and little cats. Don't go out and say, here, I don't. But I'll tell you what, they have no comparison to a little baby. God created man in His own image. And therefore, that image has been mired by sin. And now sin has built itself up and grown from a little mustard seed now is a strong tree that has made itself very vocal against the image of God and against the things that the Lord has told us in His Word. Somebody read me what's on the front of our bulletin this morning. What does it say? Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Jeremiah 1:4. That sounds to me like that which is in the belly is known of God. It doesn't take a real bright person to figure that out. Go to Psalms 139. Psalm 139. Verse number 13. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How fearfully and wonderfully I am made. Where is that from? From my mother's womb. Before you were formed, God says, I knew you. Doesn't seem like that God is in any kind of agreement with society today. There are folks now that are propagating that a child does not become a real human until they're alive for so many days outside the womb. Why are we surprised about that? Because man left to his natural state, the Bible says he's a natural brute beast. That's his natural state. He knows not the things of God. He doesn't know anything about God. And he's like a beast. We're fearfully, we're wonderfully made. We're known of God in the womb. We're known before we're formed. No wonder this crowd that hates life and hates people hates this. And by the way, I'll say this. To your surprise, they hate any version of it. Now, I use King James. I like King James. I believe it's the Word of God. But you look at all these other versions, they still have sanctity of life. There are things in there that are right. And this ungodly, demonic crowd, they hate any resemblance of the Word of God. Why? Because if they accept this, they have to come under the authority of God. And they don't even believe in God. So we've got to get away with God. We've got to get around this. We've got to do away with Him. And so we'll just say there's no God. Well, they can say the world's flat. Doesn't matter. Well, life is not important. There's no such thing as God. We're just like an animal. Just because they live like an animal don't mean we're like an animal. And so we do away with the thoughts and the intents and the principles of God. So that'll make us feel better. Oh, but one day they're going to stand before that. One day say, does not exist. Human life is precious in the sight of God. Genesis chapter number 9 and verse number 5. Oh, they don't like this verse either. Genesis chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require, and at the hand of every man, at the hand of every man's neighbor will I require the life of man. Whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For the image of God made he man. It's talking about murdering. They don't like that either, so do away with that. But this shows us here that God respects and God knows that life is precious. If a man kills a man, the Bible tells us that his blood shall be shed. Somebody said, do you believe in capital punishment? Yes, I do, according to the Word of God. Oh, this is getting me in all kinds of trouble some places. I'm not politically correct anywhere. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather be biblically correct any time. Human life was created by God. Life begins. God says, before you were formed, I knew you. And the covering of the womb, that tells us there's life there. Life is precious because God said if you destroy life, your life's going to be destroyed. We are to respect life. We're to respect life. We're to respect each other. Our hearts are moved at what's taking place in Haiti. Our hearts can be moved at so many places of the world that we see devastation and total destruction. But my, that country was the poorest of all nations to begin with. Now they have nothing. They showed a house yesterday that the man was showed the first floor and showed the third floor, and the second floor was about that tall. And there was people there. We are to respect life. And I'll tell you what, we are to respect life even before we see it. I cannot, in my imagination, figure out how that you can take an ultrasound and you can tell that if it's a baby, but it's not a baby. It's hard for me to imagine that as the time progresses, that mother gets larger with that baby growing, but it's not a baby. That's a fool's thought. It's hard to imagine that you can put the hand, your hand on the stomach of a mother that's about to bring forth, and you can feel that baby moving, but it's not alive, according to them. It's not a life. It's not real. It's not a baby. It's just a piece of mass. Oh, my friend, it is a baby. It has a living soul. How many people have lost their children either before or during birth, or, and they know that those that are Christians, they say, I'll see them in one day. How many have children that are in heaven? You ask someone, I asked somebody one time how many children they had. They said, we have seven. We have three in heaven and four on earth. Well, that sort of set me back. They knew what life was. But our old world does not care. Human life is given to everyone to prepare for eternity. We are living this morning so that we might prepare to meet God. There is salvation. There's the work of grace in our life. There's the service that we can perform to our God and look for a home in heaven. We have this crowd running around that says nothing. I dare say the Supreme Court of the late 60s, early 70s, those that were always voting the same way, put there by liberal people to do what they wanted to be done. That's why it's important when we vote for a president, we consider what all they got responsibility to do. Because they'll load the court down with what they feel is right. God help America. You read the back of the bulletin this morning, you need to read it. The sanctity of human life. God made man in His own image. God breathed into man through His nostrils the breath of life. He became a living soul. And I'll guarantee you one thing. Doesn't matter what edicts are given down, what laws are passed, what Supreme Court rulings are made, will not change what God did. This coming Friday, I hope that you will take time to remember the innocent. Now, I'm not involved in any political action group. I'm not involved in those kind of things. But if I was, that'd be one worth it. But I hope this coming Friday we will consider the innocent. There are churches all across this country this Sunday and next Sunday making this issue. I didn't even realize that until I began to think about Roe versus Wade. I saw the date. I said, this is something we need to consider. May God help us. Is there any hope for America? I guess I'll be politically correct here and say, I have no idea. I don't know. But I'm afraid there's not. What are we facing down the road? Boy, we've come a long way since 1973. 37 years ago, I was 22. Some of these children in here, some of these young folks in here, 37 years down the road, wonder where we'll be. I sort of doubt I'll see it. If the Lord doesn't come, wonder where we'll be. Because I'll tell you what, it's not going to get any better. Because we have, for 37 years now, we have raised generation after generation after generation after generation that does not understand what this book says. Because it's been removed. And they're still removing it. They don't even want you to carry it anywhere you go. Bunch of hypocrites in the Supreme Court walk under the door of the Supreme Court that has the commandments above it. They put their hand on the Bible and swear to God. If God doesn't judge America, there's no God in heaven. But as we heard this morning in Sunday school, there is a God in heaven. And He will perform, He will do just exactly what He has set out to do. Prayers banned from public school. Christmas changed to a totally pagan holiday. Christmas carols and nativity plays no longer allowed in public form. Easter turned to a holiday that heralds the arrival of spring. Churches urged to preach the gospel. That paragraph is a description of what was happening, not in America, but in Germany, 1935. What Hitler achieved by edict during his rise to ultimate power, the United States has done by passing laws. Laws are simply a reflection of a nation's proprieties, agenda, and values. Rushduni made the statement, behind every system of law, there is a God. Every system of law, there is a God. And I'm afraid we've turned from the God of heaven to the God of satisfaction and self. May God help us in America. Let's stand together this morning.